This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again this morning on Old Dan. Come on, Dan. Let's go. Got to get up. Got to get on back down there where folks are standing around waiting for the Old Trailblazer. So we're happy to have you folks who are listening. Many of you have heard the Old Trailblazer for a long time now, and yet some of you may be hearing me for the first time, for we just recently went on a group of new stations all across this nation, especially on the East Coast, Appalachia, up in that area, Georgia, Tennessee. And if you will hear me for the first time, would you write me, let me know, or email me, and let me know that you're listening? We took on a large group of stations, and quite expensive. And if we're not hearing, anybody's not hearing, we'll just cut all those stations off and go back to our original station. But let me give you my mailing address if you'd like to write me. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And just a little information, the Old Trailblazer originally was in New Orleans, Louisiana. Pastor L.R. Shelton was a senior, was a pastor and the founder of this ministry. And we were there until Katrina ran us out. And we moved up here to Walker, Louisiana, about an hour from New Orleans. And we built a new church, a new chapel, a new bookstore. And we're going on day by day. And we're on radio now 7 days a week, all across this nation, and we have a schedule I'd like to send you if you don't have one. And write me, let me know. I'll send you a radio schedule. You can hear the Old Trailblazer anytime you would like over the internet, and go there to Sermon Audios. You can hear the Old Trailblazer and you hear Pastor Shelton. But let's get back to our study. We're coming down fairly close to the end of this study on the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and it's been a great time here studying God's Word, taking our time. But if you have your Bibles, open with me now to the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and let's go there to the 35th verse, Hebrews 11:35. I hope you're enjoying these studies, and I hope you're praying with me, praying for me while we try to expound God's Word just a little bit. You folks out there, will you listen? Will you listen? I wish every one of you would listen to this for eternity. And I say this often, this may be the last message you ever hear. I'm so conscious that we're nearing the end of time, until I'm crying unto you as if it was my last opportunity of making God's Word plain. This is not child's play, my friend. No, sir. No, sir. If it was, I'd just quit. We have a booklet here by Pastor Shelton called Playing Church. If you'd like to read that, you write me and I'll send it to you free and postpaid, because I'm afraid that's what many of our modern day preachers and pastors are doing, playing church. But listen, knowing the reality of the Lord, knowing the only hope of any individual is tied up in Christ. I want you to know Him. I do. I want my folks to know Him. I want my family to know Him. And so let's get started now. Let's look at the 35th verse of the 11th chapter of Hebrews. I hope you have your Bible there. We're talking about faith. Faith is a victory. 35, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, tempted, slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect, or be brought to maturity in the promise. And now let's look. In our last study, we saw there many of the characters in God's Word, Gideon, and Barak, Samson, and David, Samuel, others who fought and won by faith. And our only hope, our only defense, our only offense, our weapon is faith in the Son of God. Our weapons are not carnal, it's not fleshly, no. We can't go out on the street with a sword or a handgun, no. We go by faith, and the Lord alone is able to conquer. That's all we have, my friend. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all I have. Time after time, when I come here bringing you God's message, I know we have our critics. I know we have folks who don't care for the gospel. I know those things. I know every bit of them. Am I discouraged? No. No. Oftentimes I may become discouraged for a little bit. But then I look back and see where the Lord picked me up, brought this old sinner to know the Lord, give me grace to trust Him now for all of these years. And he gave me this promise many, many years ago. He said, certainly, I'll be with you. And I took that just as if the Lord spoke to me. I know he didn't speak to me. I know that. Now, let's look at all of these things. In the way of introduction at our service at this time, let me call your attention to some facts. Let's just take a word study, maybe. The highest point which faith can reach is to suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ, to meekly endure whatever afflictions the Lord is pleased to put upon us, and to lay down our lives for the Lord. You say, well, isn't salvation a bed of cherry roses? No, 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 it's not. No, but it's to lay down our lives for the sake of the truth, if we're called upon to do so. Now, we're going to see in another study or two that we've not resisted under blood. No, we've not resisted under blood. Some of us think we suffer. We don't. No, my friend, we don't suffer. We don't suffer even physically, much less spiritually. You go into the nursing home or the rest home there in your area and walk up and down those halls. You don't have to go visit anybody. You walk up and down those halls and you see those people whose minds have drifted away and they're staring out of two eye sockets where there's no sign of visibility there, no sign. You see those, and then you go in the hospital corridors, in the surgical room, surgical halls there where folks have been operated on or being operated on, and you hear the pain and the suffering. Now, my friend, listen, some of us think we suffer, and maybe we do, but nothing like the old prophet suffered. No, nothing like they suffered. Nothing like the apostles and early Christians suffered, and others through the centuries have suffered for the Lord Jesus Christ. What did it say? What did the scripture say? They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword. You remember the story of Stephen there? Was stoned to death. My friend, we don't. That's barbaric. We know that. That we don't have those things now, do we? No, I don't. I hope not. And I know in some of those countries over there, they still have what we call crude ways of punishing folks, and just for their own those religious beliefs that they have. But my friend, you and I, if you live here in America, and we live in a place where there's no such a thing as that, we suffer, sure we do, but not being stoned and not being, folks can't hardly even criticize you no more, can they? No, sir. But listen, nothing like the apostles and the early Christians and others throughout the century have suffered for the Lord. But the highest point of faith is to suffer under the lash of persecution, suffer affliction for the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake, and for his truth, with contentment, quietness, calmness, because, what? Faith in the Lord. The average individual today that I come into contact with, if he has to suffer a little, he's murmuring and complaining. Folks suffer now ingrowing toenail. You'd think that the world was coming to you. And, oh, I'm just suffering. No. That's the reason I've told you folks, many of you, have ordered that book on strange tales. There's several stories in there of people who were stricken down in the early age and lay on a bed of affliction for 30 years, 40 years, could do nothing but raise their head up to get a drink of water. And they never complained. Folks waited on them, and when they came to die, they praised the Lord. My friend, that's suffering for the Lord's sake. Now, Paul here is showing those Hebrew Christians that all through the history of the human race, and I say Paul because my belief is that the Apostle Paul wrote the book of Hebrews. Now, I have no definite proof. Maybe you do. But it's just almost automatic that I say the Apostle Paul, because the writings are very similar, the language he uses is very similar. But who, regardless of who wrote it, he's showing these Hebrew Christians that all through the history of the human race, those who were saved suffered. Those who were saved suffered afflictions and torments, and many of them a martyr's death for the sake of the truth and for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we have Martyr's Mirrors here, a book called Martyr's Mirrors, my friend. It's a gracious book, and if you can't take reading and studying the death and the cruel deaths of those great old men of God, you don't need to read it. But if you'd like to read those, you write me and I'll quote you a price on it. I don't have it in front of me, but I'll just tell you this story in one of Brother John Bunyan's stories about his blind daughter. There was a woman that befriended some of those people, and she just furnished them a place to stay, maybe, or something to eat. But they found out about it. The persecutors found out about it. And I forget her name now. I know it. If you want to read that book, you read the story of Mary Bunyan. And this lady, this woman, had befriended several pastors and preachers back there in those days when they had to slip around and hide to preach. And they found out about it. Someone informed on her. And they come in that house and got her and dragged her down the street there in a public street and tied her to a stake and burnt her at the stake. Now, my friend, we don't know anything about that. We have privileges. Oh, listen, we don't have to suffer like that. And I praise the Lord we don't. But, my friend, suffering is where we learn. Suffering, mental suffering, physical suffering is where we learn of the grace of God. And those things, like the verse we read there, where they were sewn asunder and sewn and all of those things. But we don't have that. Can't you just praise the Lord for that? I asked my folks here, and I asked you, do you ever get up in the morning and thank the Lord for a free country? We're still living in a free country. We may have many objections to what's going on in our government. I do. But I know it's in the Lord's hand. And I know one thing. The Lord said he had not put more on us than we can bear. And I think we ought to be aware of what's going on and try to, when election time comes, vote for someone that's decent and God-fearing. I do. But, my friend, we have a lot to praise the Lord for. We're not imprisoned for our belief. We're not, no. The most radical person in the world, most terrible person can spout off his belief. And they don't lock him up. Oh, they would if it was over there somewhere in one of those Asian countries. They'd have you hung by the toenail. But, my friend, we are blessed. We are blessed. And the Apostle Paul here, he was just showing these Christians that all through the history, those who were saved were suffered. They suffered. We might go into it in our next study, a little bit of the sufferings of the Apostle Paul. Read there how that he was shipwrecked. You remember that story he told? How he was shipwrecked on that ship, and he was a prisoner, but the Lord delivered him and delivered him on that island, and they were all saved. There was not one of them lost. And then all of those things, if you haven't read that, go there and read it in the book of Acts before our next study. But we're just looking at many of them were martyrs unto death for the sake of the truth, not for secular things, but for the sake of the truth, that they wanted to preach the truth. And you and I, if you preach the gospel, you have the privilege of preaching God's word as it is to men as they are. But this is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. My time goes away so rapidly. And remember my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810 Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, go there, look at radiomissions.org, and you can look there. You can find streaming on our go to our webpage. You can find live streaming. You can find the Old Trailblazer broadcast any time of day you'd like. You can go there to sermon audio. You can find sermons by the pastor L.R. Shelton Sr. and also by the Old Trailblazer. And then write me and let me know that you managed to find those and pick them up, and call me if you would and let me hear from you and pray for me. Would you do that and help me with the broadcast? I appreciate it. And may the Lord's blessings rest upon you. Goodbye, and God bless you.